Once arrested, the migrants are trucked to detention facilities where they are held until they are deported. And detention conditions in those transit prisons are degrading and inhumane. Cells are overcrowded. There is no food, no drinking water many times, or sanitation. And the detainees are subject to beatings. And in the diamond areas, specifically, at times, men are subject to degrading and unhygienic body cavity searches. The children are held in the same detention conditions as adults and often witness to abuses against their mothers and other inmates.
How long has this been going on?
There have been large-scale expulsions from Angola to DRC mainly since 2003, almost on an annual basis. Last year, according to UN estimates, 100,000 have been deported, but in previous years, there have also been similarly high numbers of people expelled.
Can you tell us about some of the abuses that are actually taking place against women and girls?
Women we interviewed who have been expelled from the diamond areas at Lunda North, they gave us consistent accounts of sexual exploitation and violence. And contrary to what the government often says, that those allegations of sexual violence are isolated incidents, we found a common pattern. According to that pattern, members of different security forces come into the prison as soon as those migrants arrive and request sex from the female detainees. Women who refuse to have sex with those agents are beaten up in front of others. At times, the agents offer food in exchange. Some women told us they were gang raped by several agents, and in a number of particularly serious cases, victims told us that they were gang raped within the cell in front of other women and in front of their own children. This is the kind of abuses that we found. The most serious abuses taking place in prison facilities, detention facilities where the migrants are held, and also the worst conditions that we found are in Lunda North, in the diamond area.
What kind of investigation is the Angolan government doing?
There have been allegations of serious abuses for many years, and the government has usually responded by denying the scope of those abuses and denying that the victims actually tell the truth. And also they have promised in recent years to conduct an investigation. However, to our knowledge, those investigations, if they have been carried out, they were not credible. The results have never been published. So that's exactly what we demand from the Angolan government, that they should conduct a thorough and credible investigation into past allegations of abuses.
In the meantime, what is being done to help these migrants?
The Angolan government has started building new prisons for new detention facilities, particularly for migrants. And there is one prison in place in Luanda. Another prison is almost being inaugurated in Cabinda. However, we acknowledge that this is an important step to improve prison conditions. But still, on one hand, we don't see how two or three prisons in Angola would be sufficient to all the migrants, for the high number of migrants which are expelled every year. And on the other hand, we would still need to have guarantees as well that alleged perpetrators of past abuses are held to account for their crimes.